This episode of the Halloween Podcast is brought to you by Acorns, the app that invests your change automatically. If you're like me, you have zero inside of your savings for future you. What Acorns does is rounds up all of your debit card purchases and invests that change for you automatically. I got started months ago and my account is slowly growing for future me. I didn't even notice it coming out of my bank account. It's that subtle. Support the Halloween Podcast by signing up using our link. You get a $5 sign-on bonus, and so do we. Just go to thehalloweenpodcast.com/acorns, click on the banner, and get signed up. That's thehalloweenpodcast.com/acorns. Now let's get the show started. Hello and welcome to a very special episode of the Halloween Podcast. I am your host, Lyle Perez, and this is going to be a very, very different show because there is no edits, there is no anything like that, no preparation, no script that I'm going to be reading off of. This is 100% right off the cuff, so if you hear any weird sounds or if I don't know, clear my throat, you're going to hear it. So you're probably thinking, Lyle, what is so special about this episode? I'm going to tell you. So I've been doing the Halloween Podcast for many, many years now. Most of the time by myself, because trying to find a regular host for the Halloween Podcast has been really, really tough. And I just can't. I need that interaction that I thought the Halloween Podcast was going to have. I wanted the Halloween Podcast to be like a more nostalgic show about when Halloween was a good time for kids to go out trick-or-treating and to see the Halloween decorations out, to see the Halloween specials. We rarely get those nowadays. So I started the Halloween Podcast to try to bring some of that out, and I've tried. I mean, I did really good nostalgic shows. I did the one everyone loves was the McDonald's Halloween toys. I did that one. There's just so many other ones that are out there that I did that hold a lot of nostalgia for me. And then I started doing other ones like when we would review like sitcoms, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I loved doing all of the sitcoms. It's really, really fun. But what makes it fun is that I'm going back and doing the shows that I used to watch as a kid. That's what makes it really fun for me. I really love nostalgia. I'm such a nostalgia nerd. When I look for a new podcast on Apple Podcasts, the first things I type in is like 90s, and I do that all the time to see if there's any new 90s shows out there. I am a 90s kid. I was born in 85, so I always say you don't become self-aware until you're around 5, so I became self-aware in the 90s. I am 100% a 90s kid. I remember everything about the 90s. I wasn't born in 97 and call myself a 90s kid. No, I was alive in 1990 and aware because I was 5. And if you find yourself born in 97 and you consider yourself a 90s kid, sorry, you're really not a 90s kid, but you can definitely run along with the nostalgia. Because trust me, if you remember it from your childhood, it's going to be awesome. So I wanted the Halloween Podcast to be more nostalgic, and I've been really trying to figure out how could I make it more nostalgic, because how many McDonald's Halloween toys episodes can I do? Really, one, and that was it. I tried to do one for like the Burger King toys that came out during Halloween's, and there's really not that many. I had to do a mini episode to cover like every other place that did Halloween toys. That's how much information was out there. I mean, there's really not much. So I got to thinking, what could I do? I really need something to bring me back to the Halloween feel. And then all of a sudden, something popped into my head, and it got me thinking, like, what about all of those Halloween cassette tapes that I had? Of course, I was thinking of McDonald's, because McDonald's had those Halloween tapes. But I got to thinking really hard, like, what if I just accumulate a bunch of those? And when I started thinking about that, I got all happy. It was my nostalgia Halloween feeling that I've been searching for, and it was on these tapes. And when I started thinking about the Halloween tapes, the Halloween sounds, and the CDs, the records that I remember looking all the time. When I would go to thrift stores, I'd always see them. I'd always pass on them. I don't know why I ever did. Why didn't I buy those? Being such a Halloween nostalgic nerd that I am, you would think I would have eaten all of those things up. But unfortunately, I didn't. And so thinking about the Halloween tapes, thinking about seeing them as kids, it got me thinking about a time when I was a little kid. My mom would take me to a place. It used to be called Pick and Save. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's like a discount store, and it got changed to Big Lots. I know there's Big Lots everywhere, because now that I moved here to Tennessee, there is a Big Lots in, I believe, Jackson, Tennessee, and there's a one in Florence, Alabama. So they're around. You guys will know. It's not just a California thing. It used to be called Pick and Save. That's where I used to get all of my costumes. I used to get a lot of decorations. A lot of stuff came from Pick and Save. So when I go back to that building that used to be Pick and Saves, then it was Big Lots, and now I don't think it's anything. It's somewhere in Santa Marcos, California. That one used to be the place that I go to all the time to get my Halloween stuff. So that building means a lot to me. I don't know if it's still there. I haven't been there in years. But if it is, perfect. If not, well, I mean, it happens. So it got me thinking about the time where I went with my mom. We went to Pick and Save, and I'd go through all of the Halloween stuff. They always had really good Halloween stuff. It kind of reminds me of the Dollar Tree, when the Dollar Tree like converts into like this Halloween mayhem superstore. But they have a lot of cheap stuff, so it's cool. So I would go and I would look at all of the stuff at Pick and Save, and there was this cassette tape that I always used to look at, and I remember the packaging really well. It was purple. It had like these yellow lightning bolts. It had Frankenstein looking silhouettes on the bottom, or Frankenstein's monsters silhouettes at the very bottom, and that stuck with me for the longest time. And then I started growing up and it started getting interested in other things. And sorry, I had to pause it. I thought somebody was calling me. But I started growing up, and Halloween just didn't mean as much to me anymore. And then as you grow up, you just forget things. I completely forgot about that tape that I wanted. My mom never got it for me, so it's not one of those things where I could dig it out somewhere and listen to it. I never listened to it. It's just one of those things that left my mind. And as I was doing this weird search on eBay, because I mean, I search for dumb Halloween stuff all the time. I search for that. I search for nostalgic toys. If you ever listen to one of my other podcasts, Amazing Advertising, you'd know that I have this fascination with advertising characters and like figures and all of those things. So I search for those things all the time. And it just randomly, I started searching for things, and I thought about searching for cassette tapes for Halloween, like the spooky sounds and all of those things. And I was scrolling, and then all of a sudden I stopped and I looked at a picture, and it was that same exact cassette tape that I never had as a kid that instantly just popped into my head of me looking at it. I can like see myself at Pick and Save looking at this cassette tape, and it's here. And I was like, oh, cool. And so I just kept flipping around. This was like years ago. And again, when I was looking for the stuff to bring me back to the Halloween feel, I thought about those tapes. I thought about the time my mom took me to Pick and Save, and I saw it there. I never listened to it. I always wanted to, and then I forgot about it. I saw it on eBay, and then I forgot about it again. But this time, I said, no, I'm going to have to remember that. So I did the search again, and I couldn't find it. And long story short, I ended up finding it, and I was like, perfect. I'm not letting it go because I need it now. Because I need to do, I'm going to do this series on scary sounds. And so I bought it, and it got here, and it's sitting in front of me now. It's right here. I got it. It's still in the package and everything. I really don't want to open it. But I'm going to have to because I got to listen to this thing now. And you're going to be here live listening to it with me. Of course, it's 45 minutes long, so we're not going to listen to the whole thing. I'm pretty sure it's 45 minutes each side. And we all know cassette tapes, there's two sides to them. Side A and B, or side 1 and 2, as this one likes to say. But let me describe this thing for you. So if you're on our Facebook page, go there. By the time this episode's out, I'm going to be posting the picture of this package. So you can kind of see what I'm working with. And it's purple, like I thought. It looks exactly the same way as I thought as a kid. I remember the little Frankenstein at the very bottom has the little red around its eyes. Definitely remember that. And the lightning bolts hitting them right in the side. I always thought that was cool. I don't know why. Like, it was hitting them right where those little bolts are in his neck. That was always really cool. So the packaging, the name of the tape is called Thriller Chiller. And it says, the packaging itself says Halloween sounds, but the cassette tape says sound effects. I guess in the very bottom it does say sound effects on the packaging too, but I don't know. I don't think they've really put much production into these things. Because I know there's hundreds of them out there. I've seen numerous ones floating around everywhere. And they're fun to look at. I really want to get my hands on a lot of them so I could listen to them and review them here on the show. And just to have them as like keepsakes too, like put them around my studio. Like, I don't know why I never thought of this. Man, how come none of you guys ever brought this to me and be like, hey, Lyle, stop being an idiot. Why don't you get those Halloween tapes? Review them. They're perfect for you. But I don't know. I'm blaming you guys for my own stupidity. All right, so the packaging says... Hold on, there's a glare. The Thriller Chiller Sound Effects Cassette. Great for parties, plays, and trick or treaters. Plays, I don't know. Would you really do this for a play? I don't know. Maybe, I guess. Trick or treaters, I could understand. Parties, I mean, you could just have it on the background, really. But I think most people would play movies during that. I don't know. But, this was put out by a company called Fun World. Fun World, I've never heard of them. I don't know why. Let me look it up really fast. See what comes up. Okay, they're still around, apparently, because they have a website, .net. And... great podcasting people. We're here live. So Fun World. Okay. I'm on the website, fun-world.net. And it is the same company because the logo on the packaging looks like the logo on the website. And it looks like they do Halloween costumes, Halloween decorations. It's like a spirit store. Like one of those Halloween spirit stores. Looks like they do other things too, like Christmas. It's a novelty store, I'm assuming, online. It doesn't look like... website's very simple. I mean, check it out. Go to the website. They do have some cool costumes and stuff. Of course, it's... the first couple of ones, it's all, like, sexy costumes. I guess that's the it thing. I don't know. Back in the 90s, was sexy costumes a thing? Like, I don't know. Did people go out dressed sexy in the 90s? Who knows? but it's everywhere now. I mean, even kids have them. I see them here. Okay. Well, so yeah, that's Fun World. And I don't know. Is there a, let me see if there's a history on Fun World. Usually on the websites, they give you like an about us. Here we go. About us. Our story began in 1959. Sam Rosenberg wanted to open his own successful business before he retired. Kind of just looks like a, he was a fan of Halloween stuff. And yeah, it looks like it was just some guy had a dream and looked like he passed away. Guy had a dream to open up a store, kind of like the Spirit store. Maybe this is the guy who was competing with Spirit Halloween. Ooh, I don't know. But yeah, so that's Fun World. Apparently they do a lot of things like this. And I do vaguely remember them having other cassette tapes out there. I'm not sure. Maybe I should do more research on these things before we start doing these. But hey, this was spur of the moment thing. This cassette tape got here. I wanted to get this going. I went ahead and bought a Walkman, a brand new one, which, believe it or not, wasn't really that hard to find, and it was only $10. Brand new Jensen cassette tape. And it's also a radio, which is pretty cool. So I got it all hooked up, ready to roll. All right, so what else can I say about this? I did find a little bit of information on the cassette tape itself. Looks like this was... There's no release date that's known for this tape. I mean, I don't see a release date. No, even the back just has a SKU number and... item number. It's got the address for Fun World. Made in China, of course, everything is. Let's see. It does have a SKU number. Let me see if I could punch in the SKU onto Google if anything comes out. Horror Sounds of the Night cassette tape. It looks like it just sends you to something on eBay, but no, this number doesn't come up with anything on Google. All right, so while I continue to search for my very, very minimal notes, I took to Facebook a while ago, a couple of days ago, I think, and I wanted to ask what you guys were more interested in for shows, and I got a lot of feedback that said you guys wanted more personable shows, I guess. You wanted to know my thoughts about things, like my top 10 type deals. And I never really wanted to do that type of stuff because I never thought, like, hey, there's going to be people out there that kind of would want to know my opinion on things. So I never thought about doing like a top 10, like I think somebody ever said top 10 costumes or my top 10 movies. And I never really thought about doing that. But apparently, if you guys want more personable stuff like this show that I'm doing now, let me know. Send me a message. Hit me up on Facebook. Go to the new website, thehalloweenpodcast.com. Go there. Let me know. Because if you guys like these types of shows, these are perfect for me to do. Because no scripts, no anything like that. And I can punch them out like nothing. Okay, so I got my notes up. It looks like this doesn't have a release date. It was circa late 80s, which I thought maybe the 90s because I was what? It had to have been mid-90s when I first saw this. Yeah, somewhere around there. It is two sides. We know this. I already said that. The package itself says it's 45 minutes long. Was put out by Fun World. Apparently, they had another release called Thriller Chiller Sound Effects, which is the same exact name as this one, but it looks different. I got a picture of that one. That one just has like an orange thing, kind of like the image that I did for this series. So yeah, there's really not much to tell about this tape. It's Awesome. It looks fantastic. I wish I don't have to open this bag and put it on my wall. But yeah, all right, let's crack this puppy open and put it in my cassette tape. Hopefully I got everything set up, ready to roll, and we'll be able to hear some of this and check it out. All right, I was able to take it out with minimal damage to the package. All right, I haven't worked a cassette tape in a long time, so let's hope I'm doing it right. Punch it in, there it goes. Hit play, and I'm gonna turn. I'm gonna turn this music off in the background so we can hear the other music. All right. All right, you can hear the cassette going. All right, I don't hear anything yet. Usually takes a little bit. Oh, there we go. All right. It actually sounds good. Little piano. Man, I used to play these riffs on the piano all the time. They're just so easy to do. Oh, man, this is so awesome. Okay, I'm not sure if that squeaking is supposed to be mice, or is it the tape being played? Because I remember sometimes when you don't hit it right, it does like the Alvin and the Chipmunks deal. Do you guys remember doing that on cassettes? Huh? I thought I heard something. All right, so we got the thunder now going. Oh, maybe it's like bats. Sure, it was pretty cool though. Kind of sounded Scottish. All right. Sounds like something's eating something now. Eating bones? Okay. Let's see if I can turn this sucker up a bit. Oh, shouldn't turn it up on there. Shouldn't turn it up on my headphones. Of course, you gotta have the owl action. I had no idea that was coming. Man, I guess when you're like really intent trying to listen to this, it kind of freaked me out for a second. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like in Lyle's Mystery Theater, when I would play the old-time radios, it sounds like people screaming. Gosh, this is so awesome. Sounds like they're competing. Are these tapes supposed to, like, be telling a story? Like a story with sounds? Or is it just random sounds being thrown out there? I mean, I'm pretty sure the people that were composing these, they didn't really put much thought into it. So they just probably sat in front of their Casio and then told Joe to go scream into the mic for a couple minutes. Turn off the mic for a minute and let's take a listen.
Oh.
All right, I have no idea what that's supposed to be. Sounds like somebody's drinking something. The rooster, of course, gotta have that. Is a rooster even scary? Is that, like, crowing? I guess if it wakes you up and you're trying to get some sleep, it could be scary. And the classic wolf sound, of course, I remember that from Demon of the Night, the Hall of Fantasy. Man, I should totally put one of these things together. Like, just a bunch of random sounds. Put up my own cassette tapes, the Halloween podcast cassette tapes. Would any of you guys buy those? All right, maybe it's a guy who's like trying to hide somewhere and there's inside a cave and there's something inside the cave with him. Could be it. He's scared, he doesn't know what it is, and it's growling at him. Vampire? I don't know. Let's fast forward this sucker a bit. See what else is in there. Oh. Like they're shooting something. Drums. It's all like the witchy sounds. That's classic walk away.
You've entered the wrong door.
Hmm.
You're not coming out alive!
Okay. Didn't even hear a door open. A little honk. All right, let's keep going a little further. This cassette tape is a champion. All right. Just walking. How far are you going to be walking? All right, let's go further. All right. Creaky door. It's always creepy. I mean, creaky doors are only creepy once. Yeah. Huh? He got eaten. Maybe not. He's still screaming. All right, so I'm assuming there's like the scenery is they're inside a house. This lady is stuck in there and she's hearing things. She just knocked over stuff. Is Something's going to happen, I'm sure. Any second now? Now? Well, the ambience just got louder. So now? What now? Are they just eating up cassette tape time? Is this pause? All right, let's go. She probably found something. Dead body. So I guess they... I don't know. Maybe they are trying to tell a story. You just have to be listening for it. And I just have this on in the background.
It's a shame you don't appreciate my hospitality.
Sorry. Alright, I'm gonna give you guys about another minute of this one and then we'll flip it over. Alright, so while I'm forwarding it so I can go to the other side, I want to start from the beginning to see if it's the same thing or if they do something different. But my overall reaction is, this is awesome. This is exactly the nostalgic thing I wanted. I wanted this. And this tape's actually not that bad. It does have a lot of weird noises that it should. And is a lot of screaming. And it kind of does sound like they're trying to tell a story. Like, there's something going on. You got to follow the story. You got to follow the sounds as it goes. I didn't think they did that. I thought it was just a bunch of random noises put in here or there. But so far, I'm liking it. I mean, what are you guys thinking? Getting feedback, I think. I don't know how this cassette tape can be giving feedback. But... it's going. Do you guys remember how you had to rewind things before you can start it? The Be Kind and Rewind stuff. Yeah. You got to be a true 90s kid to know the feeling of rewinding. Because, man, this could have been playing already if it was now times. If I had at least a CD. If I had a CD, there'd be no got to turn it over type deal. But... I don't know. I hope you guys are enjoying this because I'm having a blast. I'm already 33 minutes in and I don't know. This is awesome. I can do these forever as long as I have the cassette tapes for them. But speaking of which, never mind. Let's turn this puppy over. I think I'm going to have to get a cleaner for this cassette tape player. Do you remember those? All right, we're on. So like I was saying, if you guys ever come across any of these at like thrift stores or anything like that, and pick them up for the Halloween podcast, and please donate them, because the more I have of these, the more I can do for you guys. And there's really not that many good thrift stores around here. So I can really use your guys' help to find more of these, because I found this on eBay. This cost me $13. And I'm pretty sure if I would have found it at a thrift store, it'd be 50 cents. So, I mean, come on, guys. Help me out here. If you're at a thrift store, you find some, consider donating them over here. All right. So far, it looks like it's the same. Yeah, the squirrels. Let's forward a little bit. This is a nice little intro, though. It's either mice or bats. Something's eating it again. Yeah, sounds like it's the same thing. Let's forward a little bit more. There's the owl. The guy screaming. It looks like it's the same thing all over again, which is fine. I mean, it's true to its package. It says 45 minutes of tape, and it probably was just 45 minutes, and it just kind of sounded like they were telling a story. So that's it. That's the Halloween sounds. Thriller Chiller. Man, it was pretty freaking sweet. I love things like this, guys. I'm just going to leave it going as background while I exit out of here. Let me turn it down. So yeah, if you guys enjoyed this episode, please let me know. Go to Facebook, send me a message. TheHalloweenPodcast@gmail.com. Facebook is facebook.com/TheHalloweenPodcast. And you can find me on Twitter @TheHalloweenPod. Send me a message. Let me know. Did you guys like this? If you did, great. The whole idea of this is I want to try to get people to join me in listening to these. Can't watch them. We can listen to them. But I already talked to April. Everyone loved April. And she's willing to come on as soon as she's finished moving, getting settled into her new place when she gets it. And when she's ready to go, I hopefully will have more of these, because as of right now, the only other one I could think of is the one I got for the McDonald's. Wait, maybe I can do the McDonald's ones. Maybe. Hey, if you guys want to hear the McDonald's tapes and me riffing on them, talking over them, whatever, hey, by all means. There's four of them, and each one has a side. So, man, that's like 8 episodes right there. We can definitely do it. So, yeah, my final thoughts on this thing. It's really cool. It does, I keep saying this, but it sounds like it's trying to tell a story. And something's eating it at the very beginning. Whatever it is, the monster comes in and then just starts feasting on something. That's what all the eating is. Right now, it's chasing a guy and he's scared. And then the woman will come into play. She'll be scared. And it's actually, I got to listen to this whole thing. I'm thinking about starting a YouTube channel too, where I could upload these things. But I'm pretty sure people are already doing that. But they won't have the Halloween podcast label. So yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to support the show, you can do it a couple of different ways. You can go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review. Those always help. You can leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts from, really. You could even leave us a review right on Facebook. I don't think it helps anything with the ranking, but it does help people see that, hey, this is a show worth checking out. They got a lot of good 5-star reviews. If I ever saw a podcast that had a 1-star, I would probably pass it. But if I saw a couple of them that had like, if they had like 300 reviews and a 4.5, 5 stars, then hey, I'd be listening to that one. If you guys want to support the show with sponsors, you can go ahead and hit up one of our sponsors. I think Acorns, we're doing that one. We still have Robinhood. And our Patreon, go to patreon.com/thehalloweenpod and check out the extra bonus content. Maybe I can do more of these for the bonus content up there. And yeah, it'll be great. I would love to do more of these if you guys are interested. You can send me an email, thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com, Facebook, thehalloweenpodcast, facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast. We're on Twitter, @thehalloweenpod. And looks like he's shooting something at the guy now. At the monster. Monster's trying to get in. Let me in. And here it comes. Attacking the... It's definitely telling a story. If you guys want to know the ending, pick up the cassette tape, find it somewhere, or just wait until I start this YouTube channel where I can upload these things. And, yeah. And if you want to be a guest, by all means, send me a message. We'll listen to one of these and we'll have a blast. Trust me. All right, you guys. Have a good one, and I'll see you next time. Have a good night.